This might be a vain attempt to have us think spring, but Jimmy Dykes was an all-star infielder in Major League Baseball. And after his playing days were done, he went on to manage several teams, including a two-year stint here in Detroit. And when his entire baseball career was finally completed, he wrote a book, a memoir of sorts, which he entitled, You Can't Steal First Base. The Gospel of Matthew is the only gospel in which we have this very awkward and curious discussion between Jesus and John the Baptist prior to Jesus being baptized. John is clearly very reluctant to baptize Jesus, but Jesus insists, telling him, just allow it for now. New Testament scholars contend that Matthew is using this dialogue to address what had become a theological embarrassment, a theological difficulty for the early church. Namely, why would Jesus, our sinless Messiah, submit to the baptism of John, which was a baptism for the repentance from sins? And one answer to that question comes from this time of Christmas itself. Jesus, as God incarnate, as fully human, completely identifies with humanity, and so submits to being baptized. Another see this baptism as a reflection of the church's first understanding of baptism, that baptism is our sharing in Christ's death and resurrection. And so in a way, Jesus being baptized by John is a foreshadowing and anticipation of Jesus' own death and resurrection. Still others point out Jesus' solidarity with sinners and those who were ostracized and read his baptism in that light. This is an easy multiple choice because all the above are fine answers. We don't have to choose one or the other. But in addition to those responses, I would suggest another. Just as you can't steal first base, you also cannot baptize yourself. You can't baptize yourself. Even if you are the Son of God, the Savior of the humanity, and the second person of the Blessed Trinity, you don't get to baptize yourself. And I think this is something that our loved ones who are spiritual but not religious, and those who see no need for a community to worship God, fail to appreciate. By submitting to being baptized by John, Jesus is reminding us of a fundamental truth about our spiritual journey and the spiritual journey of every human being. Jesus recognizes that he is part of a history, his own family history, the history of his own Jewish people. He's part of that history. He's giving us a reminder that we all came from someone and that we are carried forward by the dreams and longings of others. Our relationship to God is never separate from the community of Christ. And yes, being part of a community, being identified with community, does bring about its own crosses, its struggles, its embarrassments, and its challenges. On the other hand, it also provides support and encouragement and inspiration and an awareness of being a part of something larger than ourselves and much greater than just the present moment. Baptism ties us to the eternal communion of saints, something we get a taste of each and every Sunday as we gather around this table. The baptism of Jesus reminds us in a very clear way that we were fashioned for this life together.